Yes, I really got $1,100 in food stamps. That's not even the most I've ever got. I got like 13 something in food stamps.
This whole EBT fraud and welfare fraud is no longer a conspiracy theory. Multiple fake stores as small as 150 square feet, which is literally the size of a bathroom, cashing out as much as $500,000 in EBT per month. $7 million of food stamps turned into cash at two locations. And that's what we're seeing here. And this is the tip of the iceberg. You know, places like Minnesota, where there's massive amounts of welfare fraud, has basically became public. It's been happening for over 10 years. It's becoming big. $1 billion of taxpayer dollars is now gone. When you have $500,000 of EBT in a single tiny little store being turned into cash per month, it shows you how bad this EBT system has become.
Okay, so it's a lady in Memphis crying about her food stamps being gone. She got five kids. My question to this lady in Memphis, if you knew you couldn't take care of one and two, why did you have three, four, and five? I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I don't feel sorry for none of these folks out here crying about no damn food stamps. Not even a little bit. I mean, y'all need to get out there and figure it out like the rest of us do. But another question is, where's y'all baby daddies at? Y'all sit here crying and yelling, screaming, hooting, hollering about your food stamps getting taken away. Where's your baby daddy? Why you not raising such a big fuss about your baby daddy not helping you? I don't know. Y'all let me know. Am I wrong? I don't care what y'all say, because I'm going to feel how I feel. I'm not going to change it. I don't feel sorry for them. Not even a little bit. Are y'all feeling sorry for all these yahoos out here crying about food stamps? Get the fuck out of here.
Dear Daddy Trump. Okay, now I'm getting nervous. Now I'm getting nervous. I've seen a few TikToks where people are like, you know what? Thursday or Friday, Trump's going to come out and he's going to be like, I found the funding and I've got food stamps for the millions of Americans who are going to go without. Pat myself on the back. We know how he does it. But now it's Wednesday, noon Wednesday, and I'm getting fucking nervous. Like, sir, make the announcement. Make the announcement that you got us. Where the fuck is the food stamps, Trump? Run us our money!
I'm over here at the store, y'all. And, you know, they done cut a bitch's food stamp short, right? But y'all know I ain't the only one, and I know it's bad. When all the chip mates is gone, but you got a full variety of these bitches right here. But the chip mates is gone. 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 Damn, y'all couldn't leave a bitch just one pack of chip mates? Y'all know we struggling out here.
So everybody talks about Publix, let's talk about Winn-Dixie prices. Red Dragon fruit. Come on people, what is going on here? $5.99 for a honeydew melon. And then apples, $5, $6, $5, $6.49. Look at the prices of the oranges. I mean, we can't eat healthy. A whole watermelon is $7.99. A half of one is $5. Onions? Come on, look at these prices, man. How can we eat healthy? A bag of potatoes, $6.99, $5. And then we tried to find a fruit stand the other day and couldn't find one. But if you want to eat like crap, you can get these. Buy one, get one, and that's all it costs for these yummy treats. Or you can go this way. So we'll just be fat and fluffy. And these, that's a good price. But is it, Adele?
It's outrageous. Look at your pills. Freaking, that's ridiculous.
And then we got the Reese's, of course, for $17.99. How you feeling about that?
Not good.
There's a pill. She's back at it. We can eat blueberry muffins, and for only $1.19 is good. And you know, the holidays are coming.
You just have to add,
I don't know how people are gonna look at that $7.99 for olive oil, and it is only the small bottle. so, but you can go BOGO for $27.99 for olive oil. This is the store brand.
$10.
So this is a sale too for $10. Look at the big price, $13.99 for Oscar Mayer. Center cut, $9.99. The store brand soup is $3.29. Remember when this used to be $1.29? It's for a bag of Tyson. It's $10. But you do have a BOGO.
Yeah.
Bubba's Burgers that everybody gets for the grilling is $17.99.
What the hell is happening?
This is the Smith this year for, you know, Thanksgiving. Price is $8.99. Did you know Dunkin' had cold foam? I did not know that. Even though they have this sticker, it's cheaper at Walmart because I use this all the time. So I'm going to get it because I don't want to go to the other store.
We had
French
vanilla, but I like that.
The zero sugar for $6.49. The big one. This is something new I've never seen, but I'll make my own, thank you, for way cheaper and get way more. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Hey, what a fancy, man. So just those two? Oh, what's that one? Oh my, they didn't say this one? Great, the muffins? That's a deal, $188. Oh my god, that's crazy. Not even a juice?
The juice, yeah.
No.
They didn't take the juice for real? When they started that, look at this money.
You
get
juice? Yo, this is crazy. Everything should.
They got 67
pieces. So what's the best?
No, they didn't take the Reese's.
Let me see.
They sure took the Reese's. They ain't taking the juice. Y'all take the juices though. The green juice.
No, no.
The Reese's. They didn't take the Reese's. Who stuff is
going?
It's boring right now. They don't need to take it.
Look, y'all maybe cut the light off. No, it's okay. Come on. Let's just get the sauce. Come on.
Oh, she said keep it. She gonna keep it.
Okay.
Huh, what's the balance?
So we can't buy no kids.
$14. $14.92.
$14.92. Okay.
They didn't take any Reese's or food stuff. No kidding. So they went live when they said they're gonna take out all the snacks. They're taking away all the snacks on BBT. Girl, what's the point of having all the snacks? I'm like, how did they? That made me cry.
This is a PSA for all you hiring companies out there. If you require that person comes to the office 2 out of 5 days or 3 out of 5 days a week, that is not a remote position, that is hybrid. Secondly, if you require that the person lives in the surrounding area, that is not a remote job. A remote job means I could be in bumfuck Kilimanjaro and I can sign in through my VPN and work for you. That is a remote job. A remote job does not mean, oh, in order for us to consider your candidacy, you have to live within 30 to 50 miles. That is not remote. That is not remote. Thank you.
If someone you know or you depend on food stamps, pay close attention. Major changes are coming under Trump's big, beautiful bill. Let me break down what's changing, when it starts, and how it could affect your SNAP benefits. Now, here's the timeline. October 1st, 2026, state will begin tightening SNAP eligibility. That means stricter income checks, faster recertification, and more documentation just to stay qualified. Now, on December 31st, 2026, the new work rule begins. If you're 19 or 64 and don't have a documented disability, you will need to work, volunteer, or be in some type of job training at least 80 hours per month. month to keep your benefits. This applies to parents of school-aged children. Unless you have a baby or a toddler at home or some type of medical exemption, you'll be expected to meet those work requirements too. Now, October 1st, 2027, states that make too many mistakes managing the SNAP program will face financial penalties. For example, New York had one of the highest error rates in 2023. Under the new law, they could be forced to repay up to 15% of program costs, which could result in title enforcement for everyone. This isn't to scare you, it's to prepare you. If you're able-bodied, now is the time to plan ahead. These changes are real. They are coming. Stay tuned. Like, follow, share for the next updates. I will definitely keep you guys informed.
Okay, y'all just mad because I get 3 canned food stamps. So what? I get all kind of snacks while I'm sitting here chilling or whatever, paying no bills. No bills. I'm on government assistance. My son back there with his snacks. Government assistance, 3
careful. Okay, so I was looking at a YouTube video a while ago, and they said that the Trump administration is going to crack down on what people can buy with food stamps. And also, they're going to crack down on the budget. I'm going to say this. This is my opinion, and I ain't finna cut nobody's feelings and nothing in this. If you are disabled, meaning that you are unable to work, you're on SSI or whatever, you are in poverty level, you deserve to get food stamps or some kind of supplement to your income so that you can help buy food, because food is high. Number two, if you're one of these girls out here that's having babies every year or every 2 years and say that you are building a family and you are still classified as at the poverty level, meaning that you are getting federal assistance for your housing, meaning hoods, you are getting child support, you're getting child care vouchers and all of that shit so your kids can actually go to school. You're getting $1,000 to $1,500 a month in federal food stamps so that you can feed your kids, and you lay around on your ass and on your back every day and suck and fuck and keep mess up and stroll on the internet on your free Wi-Fi. I want you to know that I don't give a damn. And it's, oh, well, what about the children? These people didn't even care about their own children. For one, you're already poor. You're already in poverty. Why do you keep on having kids? They have free child family planning. They have free birth control, free condoms at the health department, and y'all still keep having babies so y'all can lock down a man or so y'all can stay on federal assistance. I don't give a motherfucker if they cut you down to $50 a month. Your ass should work 4 jobs to feed them kids. That'll stop your ass from having all them children knowing you can't fucking feed them. And they say, well, if they give us food stamps, they should not be able to tell us what to buy with that, and my children ain't gonna eat that. Your children have been programmed to eat junk because you don't cook. Your children have been programmed to go in there and eat Hot Pockets for breakfast and Cheerios and sweet cereal and all that bullshit that's later on going to give them heart disease and diabetes. And then you want to know why they act like they ain't in their right mind jumping all over, because it's the proper foods that you're not giving your kids. If you're going to get federal assistance, meaning that you're going to get money from the government, meaning the taxpayers' money, they should have a choice in what you are feeding your family. And if you don't want to do that, then you should get off your lazy ass and get you a job. That's my opinion. Don't shoot the messenger.
So YouTube, this your girl Quay, and yes, we at Sam's doing the shopping haul. So y'all come along with us and let's get some stuff out of Sam's. I'm really just going to be a very short video, just a little tic-tac, boom, bam, you feel me? But yeah, y'all, let's get into it.
They got some animal crackers for $8.98, so we just gonna grab one of these.
So yeah, my kids like Nutri-Grain bars, so they for a box of 30 seeds for $9.98, so we gonna grab that. We gonna put it on.
So yeah, we already started shopping.
So we got some chips, some blow out for the kids, some little bites, some hot chips, some fruit snacks, some gushers, some collard donuts, oatmeal pie, some honey buns, and yeah, so let's get
a Signature Crunch here. A box of 2 bags for 49 ounces for $7.98.
So we're gonna grab one of those, and they got Frosted Flakes for $7.88. And we're gonna grab one of those.
Let's go down the season aisle.
So at Sam's, I come here and I get the big old seasoning salt. So I'm going to grab one of those. And it is for $6.68, which is a good price. And yeah, let's see what else we need. So yeah, that's what we're going to grab here from the season out. That's the only thing I'm going to get out of here. They got some olive oil for $11.48, so we're going to grab one of these. Yeah. Yellow rice. And they got it for $5.78, so we're going to grab one of those. Like I said, the video is not going to be long. It's going to be a short video. So we're going to grab this pack right here for $7.98. It's actually on sale. It's just saving a dollar. So we're going to grab one of these with 2 ketchup, mustard, and sweet relish. Get some of this ranch right here for $12.48, and that's the Healing Valley for $12.48, 2 packs.
What's up, girl? It's your girl, Quay. And yeah, let's cook these kids some breakfast. We're going to cook some buttermilk waffles, some French toast sticks, blueberry waffles, and I'm going to do some Roger Wood sausages. So yeah, y'all, gently cook me. I'm going to go over some. Walmart Piggly Wiggly. Basically everywhere, honestly. Kroger's.
My food stamps just got cut from a little over $3,000 a month to $800 a month, and I'm pregnant with my 9th child, and I genuinely don't know how I'm going to pay the grocery bill. The money we saved by having the government pay for our groceries, we were using to pay for our mortgage. But now, if we're going to have to use our mortgage money to eat, I don't know how we're going to make it. It's not possible for me to go out and get a job right now because I'm pregnant with my 9th child and it's currently summer break. So if I were to get a job, I would have to send all 8 of my other kids to daycare, which I can't afford, and I don't have any like marketable skills to where I can make a job that would be paying more than the daycare cost. I have 6 different baby daddies and I've tried going to all of them to ask for more child support, and only one of them has offered to give me an extra $100 a month, which like I'm grateful for that, but it's not enough to take care of all of my kids. I'm planning on taking the baby daddy that I know makes the most money back to court to see if I can get a little bit more of his income, but I can't afford to take every baby daddy back to court to get more money. So I'm in such a bind right now.
I just went to check the mail and I received a letter from the food stamps office.
It says, after multiple videos were sent into our office, we had to conduct an investigation. And during our investigation, we did come across a few discrepancies in your application. Therefore, over the last 6 months, you received benefits that did not belong to you and needs to be paid back. You know how much I have to pay back? Do you want to know how much food stamps I have to pay back? I have to pay back $27,000. Good thing is that they offer a payment plan, because where the fuck am I going to get $27,000 off of? And guess what? I'm not even going to pay it. Y'all have to prove to me. Where's the proof? This letter doesn't mean anything. Where's the proof? Show me the proof of what I was doing wrong. This is unbelievable. Didn't your parents ever teach you to mind your own business? Or they didn't teach you that?
My food stamps went from $4,400 in food stamps every month to $38. What am I supposed to get with $38 with 6 kids? How the hell am I supposed to support my kids on $38 in food stamps? Not to mention our disability checks on hold. Our Section 8, my rent isn't getting paid tomorrow. So I have to come up with $1,100. Okay? I am allergic to work. I can't work. I refuse to work. The whole reason I had kids was the amount of government benefits that you get for one child. And now, with the dependent age being 7 and younger, none of my kids are dependents now. None of them, because they're all older than 7. So how am I supposed to live? How do I feed my kids on $38? This is not okay. Not okay.
So I go to the food stamp office because I'm like, I'm hoping and praying I'm not one of them ones that they cutting off. So I go up there. Mind you, the line is around the corner. I'm talking about wrapped around the building. I was there 15 minutes before they opened and the line was ridiculous. So I stand in line for the 15 minutes. They start letting everybody in, get you a number, whatever, whatever. I was there, I kid you not, for about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. Then I find out, the lady say, well, are you working? I said, no, ma'am. She says, well, you have to reapply. I said, reapply who? She was like, yes, ma'am, because you have been receiving benefits for, I've been receiving since December. So it's been, 8 months now that I've been receiving benefits? And she was like, because you're not working, you haven't been working since you've been receiving benefits, they stopped benefits. Y'all, I was so hurt leaving the food stamp office. I'm gonna put the video, like when I first left, I was gonna do a video when I first left, but I got distracted. I don't know what that refrigerator is, dang near boundless. I mean, we got a couple of things in the pantry, but
I paid in chicken and
I'm just gonna grab me a $4 Gorilla Unbeatable meal deal with my last little couple of dollars. and pray. Because why? Why? I got three small children and an infant. Or I don't know if you want to call her Tyler. She's one. I got a one-year-old. I got little babies. It's hard to find a job with little babies. Like, it's crazy.
They taking my food stamps. What am I going to do? They taking my food stamps. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
A lot of y'all finna feel how we been feeling all these years. Because Trump's new bill came into effect on the 1st, and he cutting 2 million y'all off stamps. Now, mind y'all, when y'all started acting funny with us and didn't want to, you know, sell your yams, we let y'all live. We didn't say anything. When Keith started acting funny with me, I was like, okay, I chalked up to the chin. I just had to balance my money and redo my budget. I couldn't buy the things I wanted to buy. Now y'all finna feel how we feel. We don't want y'all get on here crying, asking for no CAs, because we've been doing this for years. Y'all have fun at the grocery store, because we're going to be looking at y'all when y'all be in the line, and y'all be asking us, do you got, no, we don't got a thing. Rethink your choices. Learn your lesson. The next time you need me, I ain't gonna be there. Okay?
Trump has cut my food stamps from $2,800 down to $350. Now, what am I supposed to do? Huh? So, I literally just got this piece of mail today saying that due to new policy changes from the Trump administration, all this shit, whatever, that all these cuts and whatever he's doing over there. Now they're telling me I have to go work. Now I have to go do all this. Well, I literally got 5 kids. Okay. I'm trying to sit here and spend time with them. I'm not trying to go work, you know, 50, 60 hours a week so I can pay bills. I just really don't understand. You know, I voted for him this last election because I thought what he had good was going on, but now all of a sudden, all this policy stuff's coming out, and now he's making all these cuts, and now he doesn't want to help the less fortunate people no more. I'm done with that guy. I'm done with that guy. I'm not. If he gets voted in again, I'm leaving this country because I'm not dealing with this no more. This is all shit.
This video goes out to all the people that went out and voted for Donald Trump. Especially all you people receiving EBT, Medicaid, food stamps. Y'all voted for Donald Trump, and now, guess what? We got to go back to work. To qualify for EBT and food stamps, you have to be working 30 hours a week. I got 5 kids. I can't work 30 hours a week. Who's going to take care of my kids? Y'all done fucked around and found out, now fucked it up for everybody. You mean to tell me I gotta go back to work and I got 5 kids? Who's gonna take care of these 5 kids? I got $72 to last me on this EBT card, and then it's done, and I gotta find a job. So, thanks a lot, and fuck you to anybody that voted for Donald Trump. Shame on you. Now we gotta go back to work. What am I gonna do?